Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The Federal Trade Commission is suing AT&T for allegedly misleading consumers who bought unlimited data plans. The FTC says AT&T promised millions of smartphone customers unfettered access to the internet, but then cut connection speeds by as much as 95% for customers that spent a lot of time online and used a lot of data. AT&T says the charges are baseless and that it's being completely transparent and has been. Jordan Weissman of Slate joins us from New York with more on this. Jordan, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
And put this in perspective first. How much time does someone have to spend surfing the web or using apps or whatever they might be doing on their phone before AT&T supposedly restricted access to the internet?
A lot of time. So for a 4G LTE user, for instance, they restricted it at about 5 gigs. That was the limit. I'm a journalist. I'm permanently attached to my phone. I don't use it that much. But here's how Verizon, actually, not AT&T, but Verizon had a really nice description of what you could do with 4 gigabytes of data. You could, quote, watch with 4 gigabytes, you can watch 300 minutes of video. You can surf 50 web pages daily, upload 10 pictures, stream 15 minutes of music, and send 50 emails every day. And actually, in the end, you would only use about 3.61 gigs at that
point.
So
it's hard to get to that point. But the FTC says that AT&T got thousands of complaints over the slow data speeds. How many people were impacted?
They're saying about 3.5 million people were impacted, and they were throttled at least 25 million times, which tells us that we're talking about a small but very hardcore subset of mobile data users.
And the FTC is suing, not saying that AT&T can't do this, but that they misled consumers, that they didn't give them adequate warning, although AT&T says, look, we told them about this years ago and said we were going to slow down speeds for certain people.
Yeah, absolutely. This is not about whether or not AT&T is allowed to throttle your service. It's about how much it has to tell you about its plans to do so and what kind of warning it has to give you. One of the really seemingly incriminating quotes from the complaint or the lawsuit that was filed is from a section talks about a focus group where AT&T was basically researchers were trying to figure out how customers would react to throttling. And they basically realized customers really hated this idea and they didn't think if you had unlimited service, you should have speed slowed down. And so they basically said less is more approach. Don't really say too much about this. And the FTC says essentially this isn't in the contract that this will happen. On the bill, it says some speeds might be slowed down, but doesn't really specify when or how, or it didn't at least for a while. And then on top of that, only people who get the text messages are people who are already approaching or who are getting text messages warning them about it are already approaching the limit. They say that's not enough. There has to be much clearer forewarning.
Just back up a little bit here because this is something that we're now seeing with cable and internet providers dealing with unlimited data plans and having to throttle back the speeds of these things. Did these companies not realize when they offered these unlimited data plans that they wouldn't have enough data to allow everyone to go at the same speeds that they were used to?
Well, you got to remember that AT&T was the first company to offer the iPhone.
Right.
They started offering these unlimited data plans very early on. It wasn't clear that these smartphones were going to take off the way they did. I think part of what's going on here is we're seeing the legacy of an old business model, and they're trying to kind of push people out of it into tiered data plans without actually alienating too many customers by saying you can't do this. And they probably can't have it both ways.
Jordan Weissman of Slate, thanks so much. This is Here and Now.